burning buildings are a common sight, as there are 10 fires a day in the South Bronx. Most of them are deliberate cases of arson.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I grew up in the Bronx, the toughest place on the planet, and that's why nobody ran it. A lot of black people and a lot of Hispanics at the bottom of the boat, like the Titanic. No baseball bats, we used to play with sticks. No playgrounds, we used to play on bricks. Free lunch, that's how I ate my food. Claremont Park, 1,000 kids swimming in one pool. And after school, I was fighting for my sneakers. I got tired, so I got myself a beeper. Don't judge me like you understand the ropes. Growing up in the Bronx was no joke. The teacher telling my moms about my bad behavior while I was outside learning how to spit raisins. I ain't know I was traumatized or what it even meant, cause I was on the corner getting green like a jet.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
Yeah. I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I didn't care about jail, I just wanted respect and a big fat gold chain around my neck. I ain't have time to be young, a teenager in the Bronx with a son. And there was no way I was gonna let him feel the pain I had to feel. So I got up, I stood on that corner when the streets was real. For me it was a matter of life or death, so I held my head, cracked a smile and poked out my chest. The police didn't bother me, I believe they understood I was bad but I wanted to be good. I fell in love with the streets because I was good at it, and my principal, he became a crack addict. The same dude that used to tell me to use my head in the 80s when the Bronx was like the Walking Dead. I'm scarred for life and I can't forget about it, so I don't want to talk about it. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
As a teenager, I was already locked in a cage, and my heart filled with a lot of rage. I'm looking around like, why do I even exist? I'm just a kid with handcuffs already on my wrist. First day inside, I didn't know what to expect. Should I cut him in the face or cut him in the neck? By the end of the day, I thought I was a winner, cause I just ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I ran into Powerful, he had the place on smash. We was in junior high school, together in the same class. Two kids, we was both adolescents, just thinking about it, it's so damn depressing. We knew we wasn't dumb and we can be greater, but Powerful was dead about 7 years later. I was hurt but I knew that I had to be tough, until one day I had enough. Cause I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby.
I'm a Bronx baby. I'm a Bronx baby.